Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Here we go. Hour one, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Welcome into the broadcast. General at your service. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout, NFL executive. You have Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup, as usual. Fixed for 5 hours, flawless. There's Woolchuck and Schiafalo. You have Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. And welcome into the show. It's a back-to-work Wednesday. Krusty's going to take a look at the Eagles offense for you coming up at 3:40, a proper film breakdown. Brian, how'd it look? You got a tease for us?
Yeah, I think that there's a couple spots along their offensive line that you might be able to take advantage of. And then maybe some of the things with some of their guys being nicked up at their skill position might help you a little bit. But this is going to be a tough one.
Okay, another tough one.
Yeah.
All the details coming up in Krusty's corner at 3:40. Zeke's back at practice today, guys.
Yep. Saw him out there, had the hoodie underneath the shoulder pads. He was out there getting work in.
And believe it or not, I believe he was on time as well.
Nice. Okay. Maybe it was a much needed, you know, crescendo of the relationship.
He just needed to take a load off.
Yes.
You know, he was taking Mike's advice. Took a load off, and now he's back, and hopefully all the disciplinary actions have been taken.
I hope there is a way for this to end properly, you know, as far as a legend's career coming to an end. You know, I feel like this is the third attempt at it, and hopefully everybody can stay on the same page throughout the duration of the season, get him some quality looks, maybe get him in the end zone, maybe get him in the red kettlebell one last time.
Yeah.
You know? There's only a few things you can hope for in a season like this. And, you know, I hope that can happen. But at the same time, not slow down, not progress stop Rico Dowdle, who I got to tell you guys right now, he's playing so well. I might just want to have him back next year. You know, I might not need a draft or running back.
Might be a look ahead to NFL True or Fart coming up on the other side here, General.
Okay.
We might be on the same wavelength here. Maybe
where the truth is sometimes fart.
Yes.
I just did.
Farts are true. We'll get all the details coming out of the Star as they continue to develop throughout the broadcast afternoon. I think at this point we're hoping to, you know, get some good news eventually on Dak Prescott's hamstring. You know, we're getting to midweek here. You know, hoping to get this guy back off the pulled hammy. You know, sometimes that's a couple of weeks, sometimes it's four, sometimes it's 6 weeks. You know, and we haven't heard anything yet, so maybe we will, Brian, at some point this afternoon.
I don't think you're going to get good news about that.
Oh, no. What makes you say that?
I just don't. I just, like I said, I'm kind of reached out to a couple different people. I think there's some others that are working on this story, too.
It was ominous when he said, I felt something I've never felt before.
Yeah. I was like, you've probably pulled a hamstring or...
Probably.
You know, so it probably sounds like it's a little more severe than just your general...
Yeah,
pulled hammy.
Is the pulled hamstring the most common that you could survey any professional locker room and they would all raise their hand? Yes, I have tweaked my hamstring before.
I think a sprained ankle would probably be the number one.
You think that would be the one seed?
Sprained ankle or something to do with your hands.
What about
fingers?
The groin?
Like jammed fingers, broken fingers, stuff like that?
Yeah, but we're talking about stuff that's going to keep you out. Well, I guess that's fair because, you know, a tweaked hammy wouldn't necessarily keep you out.
Thinking of things that
most common
injury.
I think it's the most pulled muscle. Bold Hammy, you know, yeah. He's explosive athletes. Yeah. And, you know, usually.
Second to the groin, I guess.
You don't even have to be explosive to pull that thing. I mean, no. I pulled it many times, and there is no explosiveness in my body.
Well, those curbs could be difficult, man. Yeah.
So we'll keep our fingers crossed for the best as the week proceeds here with the Dak Hammy, Brian.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I'm trying to run down what I heard. I don't want to go with it yet.
Okay.
But it's pretty significant.
You think he got ball sacked on it?
Could he be out for the year?
I don't know if it's for the year, but it's significant enough that I need to see if I can get this thing confirmed. But I'm hearing a lot of whispers.
Sounds like he is fearful of a ball sacking there, Walchuk.
You got to be careful. You know, you want to report the truth. We don't want to just run with something just to try and be the first one. I mean, that's gotten some people in trouble.
956, must be a medical person, says, I'm concerned Dak has an avulsion fracture of his hip that feels like a pulled hamstring.
Ooh.
That would be tough. You know, I don't know. Once you start going down the medical pathways. 682, I'm telling you guys, it's not just the hammy. It's either his ankle or his hand.
Oh, it's a hamstring.
That hand does not look good. Two doctors on Twitter have said so.
Yeah.
Maybe they have a hand as well, but... you know, definitely an upper leg injury. All right. So at 877-881-1053, if you have thoughts on the Frankel injury attorney text line about, you know, any of our topics, I think on the bright side, I like this Tyler Guyton stuff. Brian mentioned last night he had the fewest amount of pressures allowed. I thought that was cool. And then Pro Football Focus had some more metrics as well. You know, if you could just tell me that by the time we get to week 18, I don't care if the Cowboys are in the playoffs. I don't care if they win another game. Could we have progress from Tyler Guyton and make you feel like, wow, between the two Tylers out there, we really got something that we're building for the future with?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be three out of your five offensive linemen you feel really good about. Now, did you guys see Duke put out the shots of Terrence Steele's game as well?
Like
single snap.
He loves him some Terrence Steele.
He did. I mean, there was a lot of people going after Steele, but I'm with you 100%. Like, I just want to see the growth of the rookies, Guyton and Beebe. And you're going to feel really good about going into the offseason there and then maybe add another lineman depending on where you're breaking in the first round again.
Well, I hope they had a decent game against Atlanta. You know, there should be some good scores coming out against the worst defensive line in football when it comes to sacks. Yeah. I feel like, you know, I'm open-minded about all these players at all times. We just need good players. So if Terrence Steele wants to shake off his post-injury recovery like Tony Pollard has, who's, you know, leading the league in yards after contact and start to become that player that he was pre-injury, that would be cool too, you know. And no doubt he can have some good games, but I think we've seen a lot of struggle from Terrence Steele. Looking for more on the Mingo trade, maybe some more, you know, if they can get into practice, we can start hearing about how he's doing.
Yeah, they had a grade of a 1.30 on him, which would be the top of the third round.
Okay.
So that's, I know Todd Archer reported the third round, and then I kind of dug in a little bit more and kind of wondered where he fell. Remember I told you, like, the way you read the grade is you don't worry about the one.
What's the one mean?
The one just is for a computer, way to kind of organize things. But the 0.30, like you said, if it's a first-round grade, it would be a 1.10. A second-round grade would be a 1.20. And then you take the third number and you move that number to where if it's a 1 or 0 would be the top, as I said, or a 9 would be at the bottom of the round where you would take him. And so they had him at the top of the third round. So that's what they thought about the player. And they're really, Mike McCarthy said it this morning, that they're really there. That's something, once again, that they're really looking at their college grades, and that's what they're going off of.
Any indication on when he could play?
Never got that indication yet. He's played some special teams this year. So maybe it's going to be one of those times where all of a sudden, you know, you're thinking like the way to get him active would be to let him start on some teams and then incorporate him into some of the offensive snaps.
All righty. It is a Mavs game night.
And how about it?
We have a rim session coming up at about 4:40.
I think that the Lively thing might be a little bit of a minor injury. I know
I saw him as questionable.
Yeah.
He's doubtful now. Yeah, they ruled him to doubtful.
Yeah, but it might be something that's massively a problem is what I'm getting out of that.
Okay, so maybe miss a game or two, but not a big deal?
Hopefully so, yeah. Hopefully so.
Right on. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Corey's got his beer buddies in here. And you guys have already been cracking some. I think we might have an impromptu Mardi Gras Brian appearance.
Yeah, I had a Bach, and it was really, and I like Shiner, but man, this was a very good Bach.
This is Martin House Brewing in Fort Worth. We are going to have a fan hang with them. We'll be out there a couple times.
Yes, dude.
And we love Fort Worth. These, I'm leaving for you, fellas, the Mayday IPA and the Bach. You guys drink them down, enjoy them, and let all the Tolos know, all right?
Already enjoying them. Thank you, Corey.
Salute to you.
Nice Mayday.
No joke.
They're awesome.
They are very good folk.
Love some good craft beer people.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the building and a new partnership. Looking forward to that fan hang in December.
Brought us hammered home that Bach beer.
Yeah.
In pretty impressive time.
Yeah.
I was like,
"You're pretty thirsty, aren't you?"
Yeah. Go ahead and put on some beer weight.
You know the thing about it is, I'm so damn hungry right now from our diet thing. I had to do something.
I
was hoping to get some like wheat in me or
keep drinking those calories, baby.
I worry about that. If that's lunch, I'll drink all those. That's damn good beer right there.
That's a proper fast. That's how monks used to do it. You know, it's a mead. They just have a couple of meads at night. They're good to go there, I think, for like 40 days or something like that, Brian. So I don't know if that's what you had in mind exactly.
No, I'm just hungry, and I think your body was.
I think what Eric's getting at is your body's starved for nutrients. You know,
you want to order a pizza for us all?
No, we just want you to keep sipping on that Bach.
Yeah, man, yeah, crack him if you got him.
I'd drink all those damn beers. Those are things that are excellent.
There's no more than like 175 calories each.
Bet you won't.
You know?
Or a bagel. I'll take that.
Maybe a Chinese buffet.
I'll go beer.
I'll take a Chinese buffet. I miss that so much. Really, the Chinese buffet. Like I say.
You already have the day circled on your calendar. You already have a reservation and everything.
Championship parade, Chinese buffet, all in the same day. That's me.
Mavericks are a 9.5-point favorite as they host the Bulls tonight. Pretty big game for the Mavs. They are, if you have your sights set on establishing a good start to your season and having that number one seed, they are one loss away from being 500. So this is a battle to be above 500. It's a battle against a bad basketball team. But lively, doubtful, Washington out with the knee. Of course, Kleba is out. So, you know, I hopefully they get healthy, and I think it's a blessing that it doesn't sound like any of these are big. Plus, I mean, not having PJ Washington in the game right now is going to hurt your defense, no doubt, but this dude is ice cold to start the season. I think he's shooting like 22% from three. So maybe it'll be a kind of a blessing for him to sit down, get a different view of the game, and come back with a clean slate here in a couple days.
I like that, dude. He might need a little offensive reset there.
Yes.
And tonight it's just going to be like Baskey said, man. You're going to have to run up the scoreboard in a huge way.
My goodness. You're not going to be able to stop anybody.
Hopefully that Luka step back three is working in a big way tonight. Maybe get one of those Clay nights where he's just kind of can't miss. And hopefully you can come out of the gates playing well, because their first quarters have not been that great, but the Bulls are the worst first quarter team in the sport.
Yeah.
So take advantage.
I mean, you can't go small with Washington. You're only going to have Gafford for maybe 32 minutes. It leaves a giant hole. I think I'm just packing it in soccer style. Like, guys, give them threes, you know. Let's just not give up dunks and layups all game long.
Try to find a way to keep points out.
We'll try to rebound. If they knock down open threes, they're probably going to win. Might score 140. But we can't give up layup line again. That's embarrassing with the points in the paint situation. That makes you look like a non-playoff team when that kind of stuff's happening to you like the other night. Yeah. Okay, baseball. I do think Bruce Bochy is among the most important assets that we have in all of DFW sport. And the combination of him and CY, it gives you competitiveness and wisdom, I think, that nobody can match up with. Let me just say that about Bochy and CY. So we had a report today coming off the heels of the Shoemaker news. ESPN did a story as their approach to Bochy. You know, what does all of this mean? And their angle is, in light of signing Skip Shoemaker, who was the NL Manager of the Year in 2023, would enthusiastically welcome Bochy to an extension. He is 69 years old. What do you guys think? Do you think he'll want to do another contract? Do you think it's obvious the Rangers really want to go with Shoemaker, the young man? And, you know, how important do you think Bruce is to the success of the organization?
Massively important. Bruce Bochy's not anybody that I would be pushing out for anybody. Bruce can stay here as long as he wants. It's a guy who is World Series manager, done it now at multiple places, taken three different teams to the World Series. He's respected. I love the fact that they've brought Skip in. Now, it is interesting, Buster Olney, how the Rangers do have the view of, hey, if Boch decides after this year, I want to go ahead and stick around for another year, they're cool with that. no big deal. So I do wonder if it's one of those things where the season goes poorly. I don't think Boch is going to want to leave that way. And if they're competitive and they fall just short, that also might add some incentive where it's like, man, I believe in this team. I think we're really, really close. Maybe I can have one more run at it. We go out on top with a champion. But you do have a great asset here in Skip Shoemaker, who now can kind of build this thing in tandem with CY. And then if he does end up being the heir apparent, whenever that time might be, he can just slide in there for Boch. If he wants to leave after this year and there's an opening that he envisions, like, okay, this is a job I can't turn down, then cool, whatever, whatever it might be. But when you lose a guy in Venables, who clearly was going to be the guy that slides in, now at least you've got somebody that's waiting in the wings that also can kind of help and advise and give kind of a different perspective, who's one of the best young minds in the sport.
What if the Rangers have another season like they did last year? Does your thoughts change about maybe go ahead and making that change?
I mean, it might be one of those things where Boch, for the Rangers, no. Like, I don't think there's anything that can happen that the Rangers would say, Bruce, thank you, but no thank you.
Another year like last year?
No. I think it's on his terms. That's my feeling on that. I think he's done enough for the sport. He's done enough for the Texas Rangers.
I like what you're saying.
It's all on him.
I just wonder if you have another season where, you know, you don't hit well, and they had a bunch of injuries too.
Yeah.
You know, I can't say that's all on Boch, but do you go ahead and say, listen, let's
go. The only concern I have is that at his age, he would only want to go year to year. Like, if he wants to go year to year, and I'm like, man, we really feel like Shoemaker is our guy for the future. I don't think Bruce could do anything or the team could play so poorly that I would think he's the problem.
Yeah.
Agreed.
You know?
See, I kind of feel
and with
like
how much CY, like, loves and respects.
Oh, no, I'm not trying to run him out. I'm just trying to say, though, if you have another year, maybe Bruce will make that decision on his own.
Right, yeah.
I just remember Bill Parcells, and Parcells kept, like, jacking around, like, you know, I want to coach. Maybe I don't want to coach. Maybe I want to coach. You know,
we can't have that.
Keeping the organization in limbo here.
If Bruce got to the point, and I'm not working in the front office of the Rangers, thank God for them, but I'm just saying, though, if they were in a situation where Boch was saying, I don't know, CY, don't know if I want to manage. The minute he says, I don't know if I want to manage, I'm kind of encouraging not to manage. And now I'm going with Skip here.
I think that would be a bigger question for 2026. I think if it's after this year and he's like, hey, I want to give it another year, and then how long does that linger? Is it 2026 now we're having the same conversation, 2027? You're really going year to year, which is probably honestly how it's going to go. I think beyond 2025, if this team is still not in the postseason, he's probably hanging it up.
We have G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. Wolchuk, what is next?
Let's do some NFL true or fart. I got some Cowboy and NFL questions for you. Do you agree or not?
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
That's next.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. G-Bag of the Day is coming up here in just over 7 minutes from right now. It's time for NFL True or Fart. Segments brought to you by Soda. It's state of the art. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is hurt in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankofirm.com. Here's Zach with your NFL stuff.
Thank you very much. Take it away, Robert Flores. It's time for some true or fart.
All right, we've moved to the red zone as far as the running back conversation goes here on this SportsCenter Fantasy Draft Special. True or fart? False. Marshawn Lynch matches last year's production.
Thank you, Robert. It never gets old. It's always fantastic. Brian, is this a true or fart? Do you have the fan text open, or are you looking at the text line?
I'd started the game that way, and then some guy told me to shut up. I answered it, and then I closed it off.
Damn it.
Okay, you punted? Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know if that beer got a little confidence in your bloodstream.
No. I you know, by the way, bet payoff is to make me have to look at that the whole day.
You do it Friday?
I might do. I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to figure out something.
Yeah, and read multiple texts on air per segment.
Exactly. Yes.
That are specifically written to you.
Some guy.
That's in the copyright.
I don't know what you said. The guy goes, oh, shut up, Broadus. And I'm like, all right, fine. What? Hey, I got 5 hours to talk here. Have a good day. You know?
Yeah. Your response was pretty amazing. You said, your lucky day, bro, .. I get to talk for the next 5 hours, .. Enjoy, .!
Enjoy.
Bye.
Well done.
Bye.
Well done.
Bye.
All right, Gavin, let's start with you here, sir. These are mostly Cowboys questions.
I almost answered the pizza question, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I was like, wow, Broadus is looking at this text because we might get a pizza sent our way.
Two of them. I think the guy said two.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
Two pizzas. What's better than one? Two. Think we can get three. All right. We did kind of tease this earlier, Gavin. True or fart. Cowboys should just go ahead and get an extension done with Rico Dowdle ASAP.
Yeah. You know, I don't think he's going to cost a lot of money in the offseason, but I would be looking like he's my running back two, or if I don't like how things fall in the draft next year, running back one. I definitely think there's something to be said. I'd love to get your guys' thoughts on this. If you don't think you're going to be that competitive, don't draft a running back that year. Wait until you're like, hey, we're competitive. Bang. Running back. You don't want to take tread off of his tires while you're not making the playoffs.
That's an interesting thought.
But when you draft him, you turn over that sand glass thingy, and it's going to start draining. You got about 3.5 years, maybe five, and in the rare case, you know, 7 or 8, but you can't bet on that.
Yeah, I mean, because you see, once you're a legit team, then you probably have a legit offensive line, a legit coach who is getting the most out of his players, and then all of a sudden you can make Kareem Hunt look like a top three running back in the league based on his success rate. So it's absolutely possible, and I like that as well because you can always do, what did the Niners do? Okay, we realize in the middle of the season we are contenders. Let's go trade for a running back now in the middle of the season.
Here we go.
Boom. Yeah. Here we go. And then you can kind of judge, hey, is this going to be a long-term guy or is this going to be just a rental? But we're in win now mode, so we're open to a rental.
Yeah.
And you can usually take advantage of teams. Now, I know the Cowboys have seemingly got taken advantage of in a couple of these most recent trades.
Yeah.
But oftentimes you can take advantage there and you're not given much assets up. So I like the running back as the finishing piece. Mm-hmm. I love that idea. You can throw Bijan into Atlanta. That's awesome. And he's going to make highlight plays. But that's not going to put them over the top. You build up like the Ravens. You build up like the Niners did. And then you go get your running back. I'd be totally open to that.
I'd be open to signing him. I was trying to kind of figure out where he fits in. When I started looking at other running backs and what they make, I was kind of wondering what category.
I don't think he'd be very expensive. I think regardless, I'm still drafting a running back. I mean, you can draft one every year, really, if you want
to. Yeah, yeah. You got a million fifth-round picks at the very least. Use one there.
Yeah, you got a bunch of fives.
You could use your fourth-round pick there, too.
You can't anymore. Darn it. You're going to have to trade up to go get that four, I guess. But
you know what I meant, Wolchuk.
Yeah. But I'm all about keeping Rico here, and I don't think it's going to be very expensive.
Not better than Breece Hall, right?
Absolutely not. No, he's not better even in the same realm.
Then not better than Kenneth Walker?
Well, Kenneth Walker's on a rookie deal, right?
He's making a second round contract. $8 million is what his contract is.
Okay.
Total value of his contract is $8 million. He's making, like I said, his contract, him, you know, Breece Hall's making 2.2.
If you go 3 to 4
Kenneth Walker's 2.1.
Yeah.
Is that, I mean, are you talking about spending $8 million for him, or how much are you talking about spending?
Yeah, I'm looking at a Nick Chubb? $8 million deal.
Yeah, guys like that. Yeah. I mean, is that reasonable to you over there?
I would say so. Yeah. I mean, if you wanted to do two years for $8 million and it's going to be like 6 guaranteed or whatever, like
a small contract. Right.
Zach Moss is making $4 million a year.
Yeah, I think that's
Raheem
comparable.
Moster is making Austin Eckler, like guys like that. Those guys are making $4.2 million a year. Moister, right?
Mostert.
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 It's like mustard.
So what? Here
he's
we
the
go.
Most no, no,
trying to find a guy.
You like are. It. You're doing good work here. I think a short deal. If you're going to only if you're getting like a hometown discount It'd right now, you're getting ahead of it, and this is a cheap deal, and he just wants to go ahead and get a second contract.
I mean, I don't think a lot of teams are going to be like throwing holy crap money at Rico. So I think it'd be an affordable contract. And then you're still going to draft a guy because you still have the health issues with him. So I think I'd be smart to maybe try and get ahead of that
Derrick
one.
Derrick Henry making $8 million a year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're not talking about the Derrick Henry.
No, I'm just
right
saying.
Now.
I was just saying him and DeAndre Swift, Tony Pollard, they're all kind of in that same boat.
Yeah. I mean, you maximize the first round 5-year contract.
James Conner.
The value ends up being pretty good if you hit on that guy. Like the Lions with Jahmyr Gibbs, they're feeling pretty damn good right now about it. All right, Brian, true or fart, Zach Martin's the most disappointing Cowboy right now.
I think there are other Cowboys that are more disappointing. You give me in win those defensive tackles. I think that's a crew. I just, Father Time is now caught up with Zach Martin. So I'm not going to say he's the most disappointing. Skill still good. But, man, his level one time was just Hall of Fame-like.
Yeah.
And now he's giving up pressures, and they're kind of getting to him. They're beating him on some run block stuff. I think the defensive tackles are far more disappointing than Zach Martin.
You know, as far as the height of the peak of your ceiling compared to where you are now, I think that gap might be the biggest with Zach Martin, but I would never say that on the air. And how dare you ask that question, Wolchuk?
The safety is more disappointing, maybe? Those two
I didn't
cats?
Have my expectations just weren't as high for the safeties.
Yeah,
you know, so I wouldn't say that. I think Ferguson's been disappointing.
I think Ferguson would be one. Yeah,
I definitely had high expectations for him.
I mean, your coach, your quarterback,
Yeah,
yeah. Dak was disappointing for sure.
Yeah,
I think we knew. I mean, I guess I didn't have high expectations for McCarthy, but after what we saw last year, for sure.
Thank you, Wolchuk. Another edition of NFL True or Fart in the books. We go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G bag of the day.
Big Godzilla. Big Godzilla coming. Here, lizard. Gotta make sure I get my drops right. There we go. All right, here we go. All right, when we last left off, our winner so far is a reporter that asked Caleb Plant, boxer Caleb Plant, to describe his competition. And here's what happened.
Been some animosity between you and Trevor. If you had to describe Trevor as a fighter in three words, what would you say?
Not experienced enough.
What about the other two words?
Not experienced enough.
Okay, then.
Yeah, can't you add, lady?
Jeez. He had to count him out with his fingers, too, when he said it right in front of her.
Experienced enough.
Felt kind of bad for her.
Yeah, I mean, jokes aside, he might have just failed a CTE test. Oh. I think is what we might have heard right there.
Goodness.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's the CTE test at Boston University when you show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the one I use for the NFL.
Yeah, describe your experience in five words.
Yeah. Oh, how many fingers am I holding up, kid? Yeah. Potato. Yeah, get on in there.
You're good, buddy.
Yeah, you're good.
Another one.
Yeah. Get in there. All right, let's see what else I got for you boys here. Doobie 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 doo. If you were listening to LA Live last week, I played this for our payment on a Friday. During a news blooper situation,
mm-hmm.
Let's go to WALA Fox 10 News in Bama. They're talking about the Cinnamon Toast Crunch bacon situation.
I think you'll know a little bit about this, too. A new bacon product might hit the sweet spot.
Hormel is partnering with General Mills breakfast product Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Whoa.
Wow.
Sanitized. It's a family show. Flavor is hand rolled into the slab of the thin cut bacon. He's not going to be able to make it. The black label cinnamon toast crunch bacon will be available at Walmart. Yep.
Matt, you interested?
Interested? Yeah.
Yeah. We don't. I don't think we're going to be trying any of that. That doesn't look very good.
Wow. Speak for yourself, sir.
Yeah.
Live TV there.
Looks great.
See, that was way worse than Moistert.
Yeah.
Moistert.
Now, does that cereal come with icing, I wonder? You know, or is that separate? Sorry.
Oh.
My goodness. What did I do?
What?
Back to you, Lucius.
I'm still trying to figure it out. I think I know what you're talking about, but that's gross if that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's very gross.
You need to be stopped,
bro. I'm sorry. Already apologized
Good
twice.
God. All right, let's see. This right here will not count.
I had to be there, I guess.
This will not count.
Okay. Winner.
But this dude right here won $50K on a $65 bet. This is versus Cowboys versus a 49er situation right here. So he brought $50K to the house. Good for him. And his wife is very excited about it as well.
Yeah. Georgie. Georgie on the outside. No. Don't bring the receiver over there. They're going to run the ball.
Come on, George.
Talk to me, George.
I'm the man.
Let's go.
Who do you think?
Good for them.
You are. So hey, great. George. Talk to me, George.
You, Georgie.
Yeah.
I better watch the games, man.
Listen to this old lady again. I like her voice.
Yeah. Come on, George.
Come on, George. Come on, George.
Hand me a Winston. That's while you're at it.
Honey, if we win this, I'm buying 100 cartons. Yeah. These are.
Come on, George. You promise you're going to buy me a carton? Yeah. You promise? You
I'll stack them up in the freezer.
Come on, George.
Yes. Ah. That's fantastic. What a score.
Oh, man, I love that one. Come on, George. All right, last one right here. Cowboys number one fan on the internet, Bubba Dub. He has switched teams. He is now a Buffalo Bills fan. Bill Mafia, stand up.
All right.
Wow.
Got the gear on.
Be a free agent. Be a chief, man. Get you a title.
Hey, closer drive.
Tell him, man. At that man. Let him know. At that man. He's got all the Bills gear on. He's at the Bills games. He went all the way with it. Sold out.
Wow.
And then he stood on business on his little podcast.
You damn right I switched team. I make a business decision. Before I even go in on Dak's side, I want Kirk Cousins. Tested for STDs allegedly. They tell me down there blue lane, giving him everything he wants, and I don't like it. Dallas Cowboys done went down there and got their ass tore off the bone again. Ooh. Dak ain't do a motherfucking thing today. Dak Prescott a $60 million lemon. The win that signed big contract and trick Jerry Jones. That him and Jerry. Now his hamstring. Ain't nothing wrong with your hamstring. Your c*** it hurt. Ain't nothing wrong with Dak Prescott hamstring. His c*** is hurt. Well, since your c*** is so, go get in some vinegar. Put vinegar in your bath water, Dak. Been going through all week. Y'all done left Ezekiel Elliott, fat ass at home. Good. Leave him now.
Good.
Matter of fact, release him. Cowboy fan holding on. What the hell y'all holding on to? Ain't nothing now.
Oh, you're lemon.
Yeah. Every fan reaches their breaking point.
Put some of that.
Hey, you're not a real Bills fan until I see a video of you on fire jumping off of a Winnebago.
Right, right. Yeah. At least onto a table.
Yeah, exactly.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I feel you with that one.
Is it our champion boxer, Caleb Plant? Is it the Cinnamon Toast Crunch live TV? Is it a dude wins $50K? Was that a $60 bet you said?
Yes. Talk about a flip. That's a big flip. Mm-hmm. Not a little flip like that one in Houston. That's a big flip.
I'm going to vote for the number one fan, Bubba Dub.
I'm going to go with the big flip there.
Bubba Dub.
Bolchuk.
I'll go with the flip.
Bubba Dub.
By a score of 3-2 and your new G-Bag of the Day champion. The number one fan now of the Bills. Although it sounds like we're still going to get some pretty dang good Cowboys content.
Circle the wagons, man. Circle the wagons.
There was no trash in there either.
No.
There was no trash. No. No. Talking about that man's legs.
A couple of P words in there, but no T words.
All righty. NFL news today coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll take a look at all 18 trades that have been graded from yesterday's deadline. How'd the Cowboys come out? It's next right here, G-Bag Nation, the fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3, the fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. NFL news today is coming up at 3 o'clock with Woolchuck. Hoping to get some news here on Dak Prescott's injury before too long. Cowboys getting back to work. Brought us in about 1 hour has a scouting report for you on the Eagles offense.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I was talking to some people here about it, and Might be something coming out here pretty soon about about that. We'll see. Maybe at the top of the hour. But I can't get anybody to confirm what I'm hearing.
Okay.
But I don't want to go with it because it's a pretty significant deal.
So we might have breaking news here in the next 15 minutes or so?
Yeah, I would say maybe so.
Stay tuned here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Our insider Brian brought us saying we might be hearing something about Dak Prescott's situation coming up in the next 15 minutes. Perfect timing. Woolchuck's NFL News Today is coming up at 3 o'clock. All righty. We go to NFL.com here. Kevin Patra, senior news writer, graded at all the trades. And from the Cowboys' perspective of their deal, gives them a C-minus. Certainly needed help in the receiver room. Brandon Cooks on IR. Tolbert and Brooks have not seized opportunities. CeeDee Lamb dinged up. Those injuries reportedly not considered serious. Says his initial gut reaction to seeing the price paid produced a bit of a sour stomach. Even factoring in the Cowboys' need, they give it a solid pick to move down 3 rounds and acquired a wideout from a club that had zero apparent interest in keeping him. Maybe Mike McCarthy unlocks Mingo's talent, and this looks like a steal in 2025. But Kevin says he just has a hard time believing it. I would say that pretty much summarizes the main. Has anything changed for you guys in 24 hours?
No, I think things have just been even more reinforced, and just in terms of the player that he's been in Carolina is not a player that you would consider has much upside. So I think it'll be a bit of a surprise if this turns out to feel like here in a year or two, like, oh, yeah, it was worth it to give up the 4th-round pick. He might not be the worst player you've ever seen, but for the 4th-round pick, I find it hard to believe, because even when you compare it to, because he's in an awful offense, and we know that. So when you compare him to all the other guys that are in that same offense and how do his numbers compare, he's got the lowest catch rate of any of these Panther receivers. His catch rate over expectation is the lowest. His receiving yards over expectation is the lowest. He's left 347 receiving yards on the field. He's minus 347 in his receiving yards over expectation. And then he has negative yak over expected as well. So, like, all the other guys are able to catch the ball at a higher rate in that offense than he is.
So, is there any chance that he's just on a team full of studs?
No, because it's Adam Thielen, David Moore, DJ Shark, Jalen Coker, Terrace Marshall. You do have Deontay Johnson, so that would be one respectable deal.
So like 7th in the room of 7 qualifying receivers? That's pretty depressing, Brian.
I yacked when I watched his quarterbacks throw the ball to him.
I did too, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I mean, and
they're airmailing it.
That's your hope.
Throwing it behind him.
That's your hope. The organization here, you know, they've been wrong before. They've also been right. They thought enough of the guy. I don't like the compensation. Nobody likes the compensation from that. And especially when you're a team that's struggling, likely that's going to be a very significant pick, you know, at the start day 3. But what your hope is that big body guy, run after catch, and maybe better quarterback play. That's your hope right there. That the last 2 years they've dealt with a quarterback that, you know, a lot of people thought was going to be pretty damn good in Bryce Young. And he hasn't been. And then Andy Dalton, not very good either. So I'm looking at it as like I'm willing to see how it plays out. I don't know if you have enough time, though. I mean, I don't know if you have enough games to really get maybe the benefit. You know, we'll see. Guy comes in, maybe he can learn in 2 or 3 games what he needs to do. You know, does that give you enough time to really get a good evaluation of him? But I know one thing, like I said, that quarterback play at Carolina is atrocious.
It looks like it might be one of the most embarrassing moves the Cowboys front office had made in a string of them. I mean, you look at the drafts, the Phillips, the defensive tackle you traded for him during camp. Now you like he can't even play. They thought the team was good. Both Buffalo, Jerry and Steven thought the team was good in Oxnard. You know, I've even as recently as 2 weeks ago, they thought the team was good. Brian,
yeah, no, I'm not going to argue with you about that. I'm going to say, you know, Buffalo picked Phillips back up. Did you see that?
Yeah. Yep.
They re-signed him. You know, so there's
he
a
went
team.
Right back there.
He went right back to them. So obviously they know how to get the best out of him. Where I let you guys down was I've watched players before, and I have never seen a player that looks so good on tape playing against like your offensive line, you know, when Buffalo and Dallas. Watch them against the Commanders, watch them against the Chiefs, watch them against other teams. And looked like a quality 3 technique, was active, up the field, played sideline to sideline. I don't know what guy this guy was that showed up. That's the thing that bothers me the most is, you know, when you miss on a guy, when you evaluate a guy, and he does nothing that his tape shows. Nothing that his tape shows. That right there, there's some guys over sitting over there at the Star right now that are probably feeling the same thing. Hmm. I feel like that I've let our listeners down because I thought the guy could play.
Yeah.
You know, and they obviously thought that the guy could play too when they made the trade. Now, some disconnect between, you know, what was going on. Like he went from Buffalo to the Giants. The Giants, maybe that was the the time when you said, wait a minute, not playing at the Giants, not active and, you know, not doing stuff in training camp, not, you know, hearing things about it in a positive light. Maybe that should have turned you off.
Yeah, dude, it might be.
I don't know how you watch the tape. I don't know how you could watch the tape and think and not think that maybe this guy could come in and help you when you were really, really struggling at three technique. When you were really, really struggling at one technique. Man, there's something that happened along the way here.
If he goes to Buffalo and plays well, then
he's going to help him beat. He's going to help him beat the Ravens or Kansas City.
Yeah,
it's going
to be pretty damning if that were to happen.
Oh, I mean, it very well could. You know,
you look at everybody underperforming on your defensive line. It would just make you wonder. Like, is this a coaching situation?
That's where. I was on the Cowboy Break this morning, and Amber Garcia brought it up, and she says, "Hey, if these guys are not playing well." Is that on the players or is that on the coaching staff? You know, is that on Jeff Seguina and others that are coaching? Mike Zimmer, is that on these guys? You know, because something's not right there. And I can't disagree with her. If he goes off and helps Buffalo in a game, and I look at his stats or go watch Buffalo tape, and he's being active and running upfield and being disruptive, you know, when Dallas has no defensive tackles. Now I'm going to go, okay, there needs to be a change here in his coach's football
another
team.
One added to the list that's left Dallas and gone on to have success here recently. Now, I mean, not necessarily defensive lineman, but, yeah, going back to the Mingo thing, it's just it doesn't matter how good he is. I hope he's awesome. I hope he ends up being their wide receiver, too, opposite CeeDee Lamb. The bottom line is they've overpaid, again, for a player that it seems like the rest of the league said, hey, you can get a 6 or a 7. I don't think any of us would have an issue with it if you give up a 6th or 7th round pick. You're adding a receiver that you liked, that you thought had upside, that you're probably going to go into the draft and say, we're going to take one anyway. Here's a guy we had a 3rd round evaluation on. Let's take a flyer on him. That's fine. When you're putting on Carolina radio and they're making fun of you when they've been the team that's made so many bad trades year after year after year right now, their front office isn't any good, and they somehow were able to pull a fast one on you.
Yeah.
It just makes your front office look like you are now bottom of the barrel. And this isn't just a one-off. This happened with Trey Lance, too. All the other quarterbacks that have been traded, you gave up the most. They always seem up to give up the most. It's bizarre to me that a guy who, and Jerry, who's a great salesman and amazing at business, the negotiating stuff, and we're not in there. I don't know what the conversations are. Maybe it is more Steven. I don't know how much Will had to do with it. I'd love to have all that information. We don't know. We're not in those walls. I'd love to be a fly on the wall, but it doesn't look good. And it's now a consistent issue to where you got issues with this team's front office.
Yes, I think all 31 other teams would look at the trades you've made recently in your last two drafts, and it would be a fire, right? And I think, obviously, we're not moving on, so how do you put this thing back together? And I think you just have to have faith that eventually Will McClay and the scouts, they make enough good decisions over time. They're going to get back on track, but it's going to take a while to build out from this with just drafting and developing.
Yeah, Jeremy Fowler, NFL insider for ESPN, put it this way. He says the Cowboys felt they had to pay a premium for him because he's on his rookie deal still. And Mingo does have some upside. That's what he said. But Carolina didn't have much leverage here.
No.
Yeah. And on a day that mostly followed a well-worn script, this move was off script.
Yeah. Carolina probably said, well, we're going to trade him somewhere else. If you don't,
the people that cover the Panthers, they were going to cut him. He was a cut candidate for them.
Wow.
That's what has me so livid about the situation. This is a player that maybe you wait till training camp next year, you can just sign him.
See, my thought would be that sometimes at the top of the front office, they want to do something and they just go do it while there are people inside the building like, are you serious? You know, I've been working pro personnel all season long. You know, why are we trading for this guy? That's what my gut tells me happened here. Jerry gets a lot of credit for being a listener and trusting processes, but you know, this one and the Trey Lance thing really makes you wonder, because I don't think smart football people that are dedicated to their craft and are working, you know, 12-hour days, 6 days a week would have, you know, done something that nobody is giving a thumbs up to. NFL News of the Day coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking it?
We got a Micah update, and Zeke wasn't the only one who sat out for disciplinary reasons. That's next.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.